This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well until I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to speak. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. I want to give out the number right away. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, apparently, the Donald has canceled the Cinco de Mayo celebrations. yes, Mexico has pulled out of the Trump meeting, and the Donald has went ahead and canceled Cinco de Mayo. His approval rating, though, it continues to skyrocket. He now has an approval rating of 59%. This is according to the latest Rasmussen poll. Well, those are Obama-like numbers. What do you... 59%? If we're going to round it off, then let's just call it an even 60%, okay? Yeah. It seems as though Americans actually like what he's doing. Yeah. Forget about the media, though. They are still freaking out. Democrats now are also trying to figure out. They actually, there was an article in Politico today that actually said that Democrats are trying to figure out how to talk to people. I'm not kidding you. It's like headline. The Democrats. Let me find this. This is in today's Politico. Let me read the headline to you. Democrats hold lessons on how to talk to real people. I swear, I'm not making this up. That's an actual headline from Politico. Democrats hold lessons on how to talk to real people. All righty then. I think the Republicans need to do that as well. The only person that can actually talk to real people, apparently, is Donald Trump. And, of course, real people. But, you know, we know that these politicians are not real people. look, I want to I had a thought about this because all throughout the campaign, Donald Trump talked about sanctuary cities. Talked about how he was going to pull funding from sanctuary cities. He said it throughout the campaign. Okay. He met with mayors of cities. Told them, we are going to pull funding from you if you continue sanctuary cities. So for those that don't know what sanctuary cities are, because I'm assuming you do, but for those that don't know, maybe, sanctuary cities are where certain cities, usually they're Democrat-controlled cities, have basically stated that they are not going to enforce federal law. Therefore, if there is a criminal that is being, let's say a criminal is picked up for whatever crime, okay, or there's a warrant out for him. Normally, you would inform, if this person was an illegal alien, you would call in ICE, and they would summarily deport this person, or at least start the process wherein they would be held, they would be detained. It's called a detainer. So these sanctuary cities, and again, most of them are controlled by Democrats, they've said that they're not going to enforce federal law. Donald Trump has said, okay, well, then we're just going to pull your funding. Crazy, right? So he has said this. He has specifically said this to these mayors of sanctuary cities. Now, these mayors of sanctuary cities, as well as some governors, you know, Jerry Brown was going crazy yesterday, so was goofy Andrew Cuomo. They have now said that they're going to fight Trump on this. Okay. He told you he was going to do this. Now that it's actually happening, the media, as well as the mayors of sanctuary cities, are going, are you kidding me? What the hell? Is this guy really going to do this? Yeah, he is. He's really going to do this. It's like a virgin about to go to bed with John Holmes saying, you're going to stick that where? That's what's going on here. They're amazed by this. That Donald Trump is actually going to follow through on what he said. Yeah, because, you know, of course, in the past, any politician that said anything, you just kind of discounted it. It's like, eh, he's just saying that. He's saying that to get elected. No, he actually means it now. And if you see the pace, for instance, I mean, what? It's today's Thursday. So this is actually the day four of the Trump administration, officially, because they started, you know, they took the weekend off. Although they didn't take the weekend off because immediately they signed executive orders Saturday, took Sunday off, and then they were right to work Monday. Okay, so it's amazing how he told you that he was going to do this, and then they're amazed that he's actually going to do it, and the media. And, of course, the Democrat Party and these mayors of sanctuary cities, as well as these couple governors, are amazed that this is going on. Because they're not used to actually somebody doing what they say they're going to do. See, and for far too long, and I've said this so many times on the show, we've been living in bizarro world, right? Up is down, down is up, black is white is black. We've been living in bizarro world. And that's the only way you can explain this. So now we have a new sheriff. The new sheriff is in town, and he's ending bizarro world. See, I kept throughout this whole deal, whole process, and really the last 8 years of this national nightmare that we've been experiencing, it's been bizarro world. Like, where is it okay to not follow the law? How is that okay? This is what I don't understand. To say that you're an elected official, you're a government official, and you're going to say, oh, well, we're not going to follow the law. I mean, it's insanity. Either you're legal or you're illegal. Either you follow the law or you don't follow the law. And if you don't follow the law, there's consequences for not following the law. We all know that. We all get that, and that's fine. I mean, we all have to follow rules and laws, whether you're a little kid in the school or you're playing sports, right? I mean, everybody's got to follow rules, and we have to have the rule of law. You have to have rule of law in a country. You've got to have borders. You've got to have rule of law. That's why people come. In fact, that's why all those illegals come to this country, because they don't have rule of law wherever they have fled. They are coming to America for the rule of law, but for the first act, which is an illegal act. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Edward Woodson Show.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
We'll ask some more. I ain't want the MC rap, but if you talk to me. By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run down to the average of C. New Jack Sturney.
YP. She's a skeezer.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. What's amazing to me is how, literally how, the media, and really politicians have been living in this alternative universe of bizarro world that, you and I do not inhabit. and apparently Trump doesn't either. Thank God. But it's really it's amazing. Like for instance, Trump says, "Oh, you know, I'm going to build the wall." Throughout the campaign, he said, "I'm going to build the wall. I'm going to build the wall." So then yesterday he makes the announcement, "I'm going to build the wall." Everybody freaks out. What are you talking about? Going to build the wall? Well, yeah, he said he was going to build the wall. He told you he was going to build the wall. Same with these sanctuary cities. He told you what he was going to do. Now you're feigning surprise that he's actually going to do what he said he was going to do. Again, because this is it's such a departure from politicians that we've always known. It's like, I remember when Trump first announced and he started, running, and I remember thinking to myself, wow, you got a guy here who actually talks like a normal person. And because for so long we've listened to politicians and we're like, well, what did he say? What the hell was, and you know, I'm a smart guy, okay? So trust me, I think there's a lot of people that have said that over the years, listen to a politician just, you know, grousing on, and you go, what the hell did he just say? Because you have no idea what the hell they just said, right? You know, because they speak in this, it's not even corporate speak, it's like politicalese speak, okay? Where you go, what the hell is he talking about there? And it's amazing how Trump has been able to really just, and I've said this throughout, exposed people and broken them down and broken down whole institutions, and especially the media, and especially other politicians. What Trump is saying now is like, listen, we're going to have rule of law. We're going to have borders. We're going to have rule of law. Oh, another thing that he did yesterday, before I forget, he's gotten rid of catch and release. Now, this goes all the way back. This goes all the way. The Bushies were part of this catch and release where they would just catch people on the border and release them. No, now they're going to detain you. They're going to fingerprint you, and you're going to be in the system now. So that if you try to come back later legally, you're going to have a little check mark there in your file. Yeah. I want to go back to this sanctuary city deal, because this is the most ridiculous thing in the world, the sanctuary cities. And the fact that these guys are freaking out. And they're fighting back. Believe me when I tell you that as soon as funding is pulled from these guys, they are going to freak out, and they're not going to, trust me, they're going to all fall in line. Because bottom line for all these mayors is money. Mayor Walsh of Boston. He has said that he's declaring Boston City Hall a safe space. Boston City Hall is a safe space. Congratulations. I want to play this for you. This is a soundbite from CNN.
We're talking about the international ramifications of the early Trump actions on immigration. There are also significant domestic ramifications. One of the things he said, and again, this will be tested in the courts without a doubt, but one of the orders he signed yesterday instructs his government, his agencies, to look for ways to cut off funding for so-called sanctuary cities. So if you are Boston, if you are Chicago, if you are San Francisco, if you are New York, and you don't enforce federal immigration laws, then this president says he's going to cut off your money. The mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, one of many Democratic mayors who have fired back, and Marty Walsh said this yesterday, to anyone who feels threatened today or vulnerable, you are safe in Boston. If necessary, we will use City Hall itself to shelter and protect anyone who's targeted unjustly. They can use my office. They can use any office in this building. They'll be able to use this building as a safe space. New York's mayor saying, I'll see you in court, Mr. President. Now, these are blue, to our viewers around the world watching, Democratic areas where the mayors are probably on good, safe political ground for them to stand up. But where's this fight going?
I mean, I want to just point out that there was a giant loophole in that executive order.
Now, the these individuals, by the way, these mayors who are threatening a lawsuit, what exactly is their legal grounds here? They're clearly in violation of the law, federal law, Trump state law, anywhere, as I recall from my law school days and studying for the bar. But listen to de Blasio, okay? Why don't you listen to this? This is de Blasio
today. It sounds like New York City gets $8.8 billion in federal funds, and that there are something like $156 million at stake here if President Trump decides to pull federal funds from New York City. What would that do to you in New York City?
Well, here's the amazing thing about the executive order. First of all, we think it's very susceptible to legal challenge. There's some real contradictions and vagueness.
They can't pull that money?
Well, again, if they make an attempt to pull that money, it would be from the NYPD. It would be from security funding for the NYPD to fight terrorism and to protect foreign leaders who come to New York City to go to the UN. If an attempt is made to do that, we will go to court immediately for an injunction to stop it. And we believe the executive order is vague and in some ways contradictory. By the way, it's quite clear the Supreme Court under Justice Roberts in 2012 came with a decision that said it is inappropriate for the federal government to attempt to take funding broad brush away from a state or city because of broad policy matters. Justice Roberts, our current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, wrote the decision and said it has to be very narrowly drawn. In this case, according to the executive order, it would be Homeland Security and Justice Department. What do they fund in New York City? The NYPD.
So the fact that the seemingly future Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, says that he is willing to sue sanctuary cities like New York City, how much cause of concern does that give you?
I believe that we are on very strong ground. Why? Because for decades in this city, through Republican, Democratic, and independent administrations locally, we have had a policy that said we're going to be careful with our immigrant populations not to create an environment where they can't work with police. That's the number one core of what we've been doing, right? So we've done that effectively. We're the safest big city in America. It's part of what made us safe. If the Attorney General is going to act on a policy that will make cities less safe, and police chiefs all over the country are saying, don't do that. Don't do that. It's actually going to hurt us. And he says, no, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to take away your money. Well, the money he's going to take away, it's a double jeopardy for our police departments. The money he will take away will actually be from police departments trying to stop terror and trying to stop crime.
Really? You're going to go with that? Good luck with that. We'll be right back.
You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, let's see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Last night, Martha McCallum, she now has that show on at 7, where Tucker Carlson used to have his show. Now Tucker Carlson's on at 9. By the way, have you noticed this? I don't know if you know this or not. Tucker Carlson is pulling in like double the ratings of Ava Braun's old show. Remember Megan, Ava Braun Kelly? She is, here's what I don't get about this woman. She turned down $25 million. $25 million. That's like Bill O'Reilly money. She turned that down because she thinks she's going to go to NBC and people are going to follow her to NBC. What, are you kidding me? None of the people that did watch her at Fox, although she lost a huge amount of viewership because of her Trump hating, none of those people are going to follow her. I don't even get it. But anyway, I digress. So Martha McCallum, she got the show on at 7. Last night she had on one of the mothers. What was really amazing about yesterday was Trump goes to the Department of Homeland Security, right? And he starts talking about, again, his, you know, the themes that he's been talking about is the forgotten man, right? The forgotten man and the forgotten woman. And so he gets up there and he starts actually, and it was a very poignant moment, really, really emotional moment. And he gets up there and he starts reading the names of victims of illegal aliens. It was very, very emotional, I have to say. So last night, Martha McCallum has on one of the women, all right, basically that Trump was speaking to. This woman is like one of the mothers of one of the victims of an illegal alien. And then you have this Antonio Vargas. I don't know if you've seen this guy. He's a Jose Antonio Vargas. He was a writer for, I think, the New York Times or one of those publications. I think it was the New York Times. And he outed himself, said that he was undocumented, which basically is illegal. I love that. I love these vernacular terms that they come up with, right? He's an undocumented migrant. No. He's a freaking illegal alien. Now, that is the legal definition of what you are. You're an illegal alien. Okay, anyway. I want to play this exchange for you because it's significant in getting a sense of where we are. And I think everybody knows, but this is very illustrative of what's going on. Listen.
Thank you. So there were several parents on hand to watch the president take action on immigration today, all of whom had children whose lives were taken by criminals who were here in the country illegally at the time. Among those parents is Laura Wilkerson. In 2010, her teenage son, Joshua, on the left, was brutally murdered at the hands of his classmate on the right, who was brought here as a child illegally from Belize. Laura is now chairwoman of EnforceTheLaw.org. She has since provided Congress with emotional testimony about the loss of her son, Josh.
My youngest son, Joshua, was a senior in high school and had his whole life ahead of him. He went to school and never returned. As Josh walked up to the doors of the school that morning, Hermilo Morales walked up as well. There's a video that I saw in trial. This is the last picture of Josh alive. Last time I'll ever see my son walk, talk, anything about him.
She relives this every...
All right. So that was her and her congressional testimony. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is the same woman, Laura Wilkerson, and this guy, Jose Antonio Vargas, undocumented migrant.
Day, and she joins us now along with Jose Antonio Vargas, who is a self-proclaimed undocumented immigrant. He's an activist and the founder of #EmergingUS. I know this has been an emotional day for both of you, and I really want to thank you both for being here today. Laura, first of all, let me start with you. When you were standing there and you watched these documents get signed, what went through your mind?
Relief. We're finally going to have someone in there that wants to follow current law and uphold the law. And so it was absolutely a relief today and a start.
Of actually following the law. In fact, one of the things that, that Donald Trump said yesterday, I think he's channeling my show. Because, and I've said this forever. Like, you don't need to have these new laws passed or anything. All you have to do is enforce the law, what the Obama administration never did. That's all you got to do is enforce the law. That's it. It's not that hard here. Anyway, listen.
Jose, I know that you said today was very tough for you. Tell me why.
Boo-hoo.
And when you look at the fact that what he's talking about doing is enforcing laws that are already part of the federal legal canon of the country.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I actually met Ms. Wilkerson at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, and I met her and apologized to her about this whole horrific ordeal that no mother should ever go.
Apologize for what? You didn't kill them. Come on. Apologize for what?
I have to say, however, you know, the facts tell us that the vast majority of undocumented people in this country are not criminals. To be in this country legally is a civil offense, not a criminal one.
No, it's a criminal offense.
majority of us are not murderers and rapists and killers. That man that ended up, you know, that horrible tragedy was committed by an outlier, not a somebody who is part of the norm.
I don't think anyone is suggesting, Jose, that everybody who is here who's undocumented is a murderer. That's not what it's about. What it's about is enforcing the laws that are on the books. And what we've heard tonight from Paul Ryan, and we're going to hear more about, you know, returning people, because I think that's, I would assume that's your biggest concern, right, is the children like yourself also, who were brought here with their families.
But the thing, though, is the implication of the language that we've been using and how we talk about people, right? I have to say, by the way, let's talk about enforcing the laws. When are we going to talk about the American employers who actually benefit and exploit undocumented workers in this country? I'm in California, right? Home to...
You hear the excuse here? What about the children? What about the employers? Okay, no. Well, we're just talking about how you are here illegally.
2 million undocumented people. Are we going to talk about the U.S. employers, the American employers, and how they benefit from us? How about Texas? 1.8 million undocumented people in the state of Texas. The construction industry would not survive in Texas without undocumented
workers. I think there are two sides
to the
story.
Are we going to enforce those laws?
But let me ask ask you to weigh in on this, because you know you hear what Jose is saying in terms of the people who are here. You know, I assume that you want simply the laws to be followed, and that might lead to, you know, fewer workers being here, correct? And then everyone has to deal with that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you say you've had a tough day. You know, I don't know if you understand what a tough day is in the life of a parent who's lost a child at the hands of an illegal in this country. No one's here to say the vast majority, but you're legal or illegal. It's one way or the other. There's no gray area on that. You've had plenty of time in this country to get in line, come in the front door. Your parents brought you here undocumented, and that's something that's a question you'll have for your parents. But you have had plenty of time to get in line, and we don't have to make any excuses for that. We have to do nothing for the illegal here. They need to come in and come through the front door. There's a process. It needs to be...
You're either here legally or illegally. There is no gray area. See, that's what these people always talk about. Well, there's a gray area. No, there's not a gray area. There's not a gray area. And all these people that always talk about how, well, you can't break up the families and the children. You should have thought of that before. Okay? We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I've known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off power. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about it.
Oh, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Tim, how are you?
Doing well, Edward. Doing well. I think what's interesting today is the standoff with Mexico right now. As you know that, you know, Trump has insisted that Mexico is going to pay for the wall. There was expected a meet. They've canceled the meeting. Both sides have canceled the meeting. And Donald Trump is going to stay fairly strong. I think he's showing his strength with a lot of foreign countries that was somewhat unexpected. And I think it raises a lot of concerns as well in terms of what's going to happen with Mexico, what's going to happen with China at this point.
I don't know if you heard this. In addition, Cinco de Mayo has now been canceled this year. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, you know, Edward, the one thing I will say that is a concern is, you know, it's been reported on his Twitter account. It is, you know, based off of a Gmail account, which means it's much easier to hack into. And that is a concern in terms of, you know, as we've talked, you know, we've talked to, you know, basically off the radio at times on what Trump can do with his Twitter account. He can impact the stock market, impact relations with countries and so forth. So I think that's something that the White House needs to get under control and make sure that's much more secure. So it's not just, you know, out of a Gmail account, which is much easier for hackers to break into.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure they're gonna, you know, figure that out. But here's what's amazing to me, Tim, is the fact that you know, everybody's freaking out. Like, the media's freaking out, and the activists are freaking out, and people in the Democrat Party are freaking out. They're freaking out because Trump is actually doing what he said he was going to do. And, of course, we never, you know, usually politicians, whenever they say they're going to do something, we pretty much think, okay, once they are elected, they're not going to do that, right?
But
he's actually doing it.
I mean, he's actually doing that. And right, you know, whether they disagree, don't like what he said and what he's doing, I mean, the people voted for it. That's what they want. They want a secure border. They want better trade deals. They want jobs. And you know, it was interesting. I was reading an article by CNN the other day, and they talked about, you know, when the stock market reached 20,000, they were talking about 54% of the people don't invest in the stock market, which really indicated to me, they don't understand when that stock market starts to go up, companies are doing better. There's more money. There's more opportunities. There's more jobs. I mean, that's a sign of a strong economy when the stock market is, you know, reflecting that. And so it was somewhat frustrating, not unexpected from reading from CNN, that they said that was a bad thing, Edward, that 20,000, when the Dow hit 20,000, that was bad because most people don't have money in the stock market. Just unbelievably, you know, a one-sided piece of the news that it's one of the positive things I think people can point to early on. I mean, what president has called in the major auto dealers and said, look, you're going to build plants in the United States and none of this overseas anymore? Who has done that?
Nobody. Not only that, look, the fact that he brought in business leaders, he brought in union leaders, and they all came out impressed. It's you know, it's amazing how, like, whenever people go in to meet Donald Trump, they always come out going saying the same thing. If you notice, people come out and they go, wow,
even
very
the
impressive
left.
Even the left,
our
yeah,
King's son comes out and says, you know we had a good discussion and so forth. The next day at the press briefings, the questions were, why aren't you meeting with civil rights leaders? I don't know what's going on with some of our press. And when the questions they're asking, whether they're just reading or following, you know, really the hardcore left wing where everything is negative on Donald Trump, but they're not seeing the, you know, some of the things and talking to people who actually met and talked with them. They come across as a total different situation. You notice when they do leave the meeting, they say Donald Trump basically just sat and listened to us and our concern.
Well, Tim, you saw that with, you know, this. There's this cognitive dissonance that always occurs. Like, for instance, a great example is the speech, the inauguration speech, which I thought was, you know, when he talked about the forgotten man, talked about we the people, talked about putting America first. All those things to me were quite positive and were received by the crowd very, very positively. Yet, if you watch the media, if you didn't watch that speech and you just watched, for instance, CNN, you know, it was dark, it was divisive, it was Hitler-esque.
Yeah, I mean, and we were here, so, I mean, we you could feel right in the streets the optimism. I saw a 95-year-old woman just, like, for the first time to come to a presidential inauguration because she was so excited. And, you know, and it's interesting, you know, I mean, the number of people that have come out for even some stars, Edward, you know, Tom Brady is an outspoken, you know, supporter of Donald Trump. So it's interesting that a lot of individuals have come out, and we're going to see where this administration takes us. But I would just caution, you know, on some of the things, you know, I am concerned on some of the behavior with the tweets and so forth to that extent. And I think that's a dangerous precedent. But at the same point, I get a chuckle when they talked about, well, it could be hacked. Look, our government's been hacked. I mean, so it's not so much secure if it's with the federal government or, you know, it's with, you know, a company that's with Google or so forth. I mean, who's more secure? Neither one is very secure. So that's something to be careful and watch on. And I do predict that he is going to stop or moderate more of his tweets. It's going to change as he moves on. He's just going to be too busy to be doing this.
Well, actually, I disagree. I think he's going to continue to tweet because I think he views that as a direct line of communication to the people. And I think also it pisses off the media. And so I think anything he can do to piss off the media, he does. I think he takes pleasure in just confounding the media.
Okay, quick question. The president's, you know, the White House press correspondents dinner that's held in June. Do you think Donald Trump's going to show up and face the media, or do you think he's not going to show up?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think he is going to show up. I think he's going to show up, and they're probably going to invite maybe other media that maybe wasn't part of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I mean, you're already seeing him calling on people like, LifeZet, New York Post, the Christian Broadcasting Network. Those people were never called before. So we'll have to wait and see. I think he's upended everyone and everything in Washington. I think he's going to continue to do that. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's a good thing that he does that. I think it keeps them on their toes. And again, they just there is such a dissonance when it comes to Donald Trump that, they never called.
Watch tomorrow. Watch the press tomorrow. Count the number of stories. That's the right. We have the pro-life group that's going to be coming out here. Half a million people. So let's watch and compare the number of stories for the pro-life conservatives compared to just a week ago with the Women's March. And that'll be an interesting comparison to see, wow, are they really, digging into all of the number of stories that came out during the Women's March compared to what's going to happen tomorrow. That'll give you a clear idea of the media bias in this country.
My prediction is that they will not report it. They'll have to, because I think Pence is going to speak now. That was just announced. Pence is going to speak. And I don't know if you know this, Tim, but this just came across my screen here, that the White House has just announced that they're going to charge a 20% import tax to pay for the wall. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah.
That just was announced.
Yeah, I mean, things are so – the guy doesn't sleep. The president doesn't sleep. He's consistently working on his agenda with the first 100 days. We might call it the first 10 days. I think that's what's the first 10 days and what he accomplishes.
It's almost as if Obama was never president. All right, Tim. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. We'll speak soon. Thanks, Tim.
My pleasure.
All right. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.